weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Cambridge Community Arts is getting ready for its new academic programme. There's an open day which is taking place at Arbury Community Centre, I think next Thursday. Beth McCabe is here from Cambridge Community Arts to tell me a little bit more. And she's joined by Anne Taylor. And Anne has actually taken part in a few of the courses. So we'll be hoping, or assuming you'll be saying how good they are. Otherwise, you might be in trouble with Beth later on. Anyway, welcome both to Cambridge 105 and to 105 Drive.
Thanks for having us.
Absolute pleasure. Beth, can you maybe start by telling people a little bit about Cambridge Community Arts for those who don't know?
Of course. So Cambridge Community Arts is a not-for-profit organisation which believes that taking part in creative activities makes us feel better. So we offer a range of creative courses with a view to improving people's mental health.
So is it aimed at people particularly who might have mental health issues, or maybe just even because of getting back into the workplace, that sort of thing?
Sure. I mean, we're a totally inclusive organisation. Anybody can come and do a course with us, but we proactively market our courses to people who may feel excluded for reasons of, as you mentioned, mental ill health, or perhaps experience of homelessness or addictions or physical disabilities, learning disabilities, or yeah.
Okay, so what sort of courses do you have on offer? I guess we should probably concentrate on, I'm assuming, for September, is it, when it all starts all over again? Or do you like the football season start halfway through July?
Oh, no, we have the summer hiatus, and, yeah, back in September. So the courses we've got coming up are year-long accredited courses, and they're across the arts. So we've got drama, music, photography, drawing and painting, and music production.
Okay, and which course did you do then?
I did the drama course. I loved it.
Yeah. What sort of things did you do during the course of how long is it, first of all, that particular course?
That course is a year long, and I learned how to improvise physical theatre.
Yeah, that's a challenge, I think. After having sort of done bits and pieces of drama, the improv is just like the worst of the lot.
Well, yes, but I'd set myself a challenge because I wouldn't leave the house. So I thought I'd need to go out and find some confidence, and I thought drama
was double scary
the best way
in
to
which
do
case.
It.
Yeah, goodness me. Did you feel it helped by the time you'd completed the course?
Enormously. I went from not wanting to join in to and sitting on the sidelines to being part of the end of year production, which was really good fun.
That's amazing. Had you done anything like that at all? Maybe at school or subsequently?
Yeah. I'm now 48, so there's been quite a few years in between.
Yeah. Did you feel that you'd withdrawn over a period of time, or was there sort of one particular thing that made you go into your shell?
Well, I've had post-traumatic stress disorder since I was 21, but I didn't know. It's called the invisible injury, and I didn't know that I was ill until I was 38, by which time I was severely impacted by PTSD. Mm. And one of the symptoms of that is isolation.
And I guess you just didn't notice that sort of thing happening. It's just
no.
Yeah, only noticed when the problem had been solved.
Only when it became really extreme.
Yeah.
Did I find out from the doctors? Yeah.
And who advised you? Did you something you sort of looked up off your own bat, or did somebody recommend that you went along?
No, my support worker suggested very strongly that I get involved with something, and she suggested CCA. Mm. And and I went along very begrudgingly, sat on the sidelines and grumped my way through the first day, but I really got quite interested in it and went back.
And at what point did you sort of suddenly think, oh, this is really good, I should go every week?
Probably the second week.
Right, as soon as that you felt able to open up.
Well, it took a little bit longer than that, but over the course of the year, yeah, I became involved in it and really loved it. And by the end of the year, I was raving about it, and I still participate now. I'm a volunteer, and I really love it.
So you're now assisting others in similar situations and try and encourage them to come forward as well?
That's not how I volunteer,
okay.
But other people are there to help and support in the groups, yeah.
Beth, is that story typical of people who attend?
It is, yes. So people come with kind of low self-esteem and poor confidence. And when people have finished a course, they tell us that their confidence has increased. And more than that, that they've really benefited from being part of a group. And a group that's not judgmental, but is compassionate, and there is support from peers. And it's a group that's not about their mental ill health or about the challenges that they face. It's about the interest in art. It's about the interest in drama, but it's one that is mindful of any challenges that people might face. So it's bringing people together with shared interests and just giving them the right support to enable them to engage with it and to make themselves feel better. You know, they are the people that...
And what is it you think about the arts and arts-based things, photography obviously included in this, not just drama, what is it about those subjects that enables people to come out of themselves?
I think it's an avenue for expression and for playfulness. So in drama, there's a lot of playing games. This is not a drama course where you're going to come and learn a Shakespeare script. You're going to play games which are about freeing yourself up and kind of quieting the critical voice that you might have and just having a go and doing that in a safe space where mistakes are actively encouraged. For photography, for example, people tell us that it kind of opens up the world for them. So it's it enables them to go out. They've got a purpose with their camera to really it frees them up to be able to see the world through that.
And is it in a roundabout way about relaxation perhaps as well? People not being relaxed or even distraction to a certain extent of getting, and Anne's nodding as well at this point.
Yes, it is about distraction from the daily grind and being able to just enjoy yourself for a few hours in the middle of an afternoon and just giggle. I spent most of my time laughing for 3 hours, and that's what drew me back, was the fact that it was a liberation. I hadn't laughed so much in a long time, and it was really good fun.
I believe you do music courses as well, and I think you had a good story about someone with a guitar who took up one of your guitar courses, who then went on to become a tutor?
Yes, so we've had,
See, that you remember, that's good.
So we had a young man who did a music production course with us a few years ago, and that course is a lot about making digital music, but it also draws on the strengths of the group. So we found out that one of the members was a brilliant guitar player, and so we encouraged him after the end of that course to do some teacher training, which he did, and he then went on to teach some guitar courses for us, and then went on to teach our accredited music course. So we really try to help people progress, so not just these courses. Beyond the end of those, we help to support clubs to develop. So we've got now 2 photography clubs who people that met on the course who want to continue to be creative together. We've also got an art club that still continue to meet and welcome new members as courses finish.
So they've kind of taken on a life of their own as much as anything else.
Exactly, yes. We feel really now we're going into our 4th year that we're creating this kind of creative community that continues to grow, and people come back and volunteer for us, and the pictures in our programme that you can find on our website, most of those were taken by our photography club members. We want to support people to access their creativity because we're all very creative beings, and it really does make us feel better.
Well, pen and paper at the ready, everybody. I'll ask the website question at the end, but maybe you could tell us a little bit about the Open Day, which is taking place next Thursday?
It is. So Thursday the 27th of July, 12 till 3 o'clock at Arbury Community Centre, which is on Campkin Road. You can drop in any time. I'll be there with my colleagues. The tutors will be there to answer course-specific questions. And there'll also be learners there as well who can talk from their perspective about how they found the course.
And are the courses predominantly daytime or are they in the evenings as well? Because I guess some people they may very well need the help, but equally they might actually have a job to do as well.
Sure. Our courses are currently all during the day. Mostly in the afternoons.
And they're taking place in Arbury or elsewhere?
Arbury and Central Cambridge. So okay. We used different community centres that are all accessible by public transport.
That's good.
Okay, website then. If people want to either go along to the event next week or maybe just sign up for one of the courses straight away, because they've been sold wonderfully by Anne and yourself.
So the website is www.camcomarts.org.uk, and you can also find us on Facebook.
Okay, that's easy peasy. Thank you very much both to Beth McCabe and to Anne Taylor. Thank you very much
thank you for coming in.
Thank you, my pleasure. We'll do some travel now. It's 16 minutes away from six.